receive you. Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in a very late W4IOE, sitting in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to everyone, and Dave, please tell Amy that Fairbairn and I said hello. Everybody have a great evening and good night. W4IOE, no traffic, no comment.
Net Control would like to recognize W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net every Sunday at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid, and then be sure and check in with Patrick on this net right afterwards. So 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock on Sunday nights. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. And do appreciate you checking in with us tonight, and do tell Miss Beverly we said hey. KK4JBQ, back to you, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Tell you, this night is going to go way up there at the top. Some of my favorite people, Sid being one of them, have shown up here tonight, and it's just nice to be reminded of other precious people. I'll call them that. Yes, I have met some precious people in this hobby. I met some of them face to face, and that's always a real punch. Yeah, I think KI4DOS Gary was the first ham that I had talked to that I met, and I've told this before, but I tell it every chance I get, because I actually enjoy complimenting Gary in this way. You know, Donna, my aunt, that is, she doesn't pick up the microphone. She likes owning her dad's call sign. KC4MFK was her dad's call sign, and when she found out that she could have his call sign, I had just recently become a ham myself. He was my first Elmer. And so she says, I could just study, take a test, and I could get his call sign? Really? I said, sure, honey, not a problem. And you can go as far as you want to go with it. Or, you know, just hold on to it, which is what she did. And she did study that entry-level exam, got his call sign. Anyway, so Donna, when she first heard Gary call his usual Wednesday night, and she came in here, she was sitting with me, you know, and she says, who's that? And I says, that's KI4DOS. His name is Gary. She said, he is a real gentleman. I didn't take that to slight me. No, not at all, because I feel the same way. Gary is a real gentleman, and I am so proud to know him and many other people that I have met in this hobby some of them are not here anymore, to tell you the truth. You know, that hurts. But in a bittersweet way. You know, it's bitter to miss somebody because they're gone. But it's an awfully sweet memory to have of people who shared a part of their life with you and were, you know, in that time they befriended you and you had some good times and you shared some bad times. This is just a great hobby. Anytime you get close to people in any way you do it, it's a good thing for you. It builds your character and gives you a little bit of knowledge about what it is to be human. If you were here all by yourself, you wouldn't know anything more than what you already are. But just pair you up with a stranger, any old walk down the street stranger, and you get to know what it is to be human just a little bit better. Because they're not going to be like you, you know. And I like that. Anyhow, I got a ton of other things I could talk about, but everybody's got something else to do, I know. but it's been a pleasure, Dave, and get, you know, kind of going back to the beginning and how we began this conversation tonight, I wish you every good thing about the next attempt to knock that crazy cancer out of you. I'll let it go with that. Have yourself a good night, won't you? Everybody out there. Springtime is coming. Donna came back. She says, I passed some trees with buds on it. And we talked about that for 20 minutes. The many different springtimes we have encountered in the different places that we lived together and before we met, the different places that we were. And it got to be quite a topic, you know. Whether it was a flowering ornamental tree or that first flower that comes out in springtime and starts with a C, I think. Anyway, there's some famous famous flowers that are underfoot before there's signs of growth anywhere else. Anyway, slips my mind. I'll say goodnight and hope everyone has a good night's rest. 73 KK4 JPQ.
KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, you're right. This has been one of the better ones, more enjoyable ones. They're all good, but some of them are better than others. And I've enjoyed this chat with you tonight, Larry. And we had a couple of big trees taken down in the backyard, and the biggest one had lilies that came up every year, all by themselves. You didn't have to do anything. They always came up, and then after a while they went away. Well, we cut those trees down because they were too big and too close to the house. And those lilies still came up, and they bloomed 2 days ago. And they're still blooming today. And my son was over here helping me clean up in the backyard where some big bucket truck, that a guy's first attempt to take the trees down, he failed. And he put big ruts in the backyard. So my son was over here, and we were cleaning those up, and my wife came out there, and I said, what are we going to do with those lilies? She said, go ahead and cut them down. I said, no, you got to cut a few of those and enjoy those because they're beautiful. And the tree's gone. And she said, well, transplant them somewhere. And I said, well, where? They got to get sun. So we're going to find a place, I think, for them before I cut them down. They're the last tree that needs to be leveled off the ground. Those stumps were ground and everything, and it did not hurt the lilies. They're still coming up. So I don't know what the name of the one that starts with a C is the one that you were talking about, but I know the lilies are already up, and they're out, and they're blooming, probably because of that warm spell we got and the water. Anyway, Larry, like you said, this has been one of the more enjoyable ones, and I appreciate it. Good talking to you. I always enjoy it. KK4JBQ, W4DJW. Until next time. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that was the one and only rag chewer that we had. Have I missed anyone for check-ins, or have I missed any rag chewers called W4DJW? All right, be sure to stop back by tomorrow night, where AK4HR Mike will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net the first Saturday of the month. I'm sure he will enjoy your checking into his net, and I'm sure you'll enjoy his net. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
JW.
Go ahead, Larry.
First one that shows itself in springtime is a crocus.
I've heard that name before. What do they look like?
It's a small bloom. Those that I have seen are blue, but I think there are other color variations. I don't know where they grow in the wild, people, because it is like springtime. It welcomes you to springtime when it shows up. It's like, you know, this is what it's shouting the whole time. Its little self is usually, it's a cultivated thing, so it's usually around the base of trees and whatnot, a crocus. I don't think people grow them indoors. So it must like the outdoors. And there are some plants like that that just are terribly hard to grow indoors without a great deal of light. But it grows in open shade, they call it, you know. You've heard that phrase if you're a gardener, open shade. Or if you're a photographer, open shade. It means about the same thing in both cases. Oh, boy. Yeah, I can't wait till we talk again. But a couple of things that I didn't talk about, and this is just proof that there's a world to talk about. Donna and I had a couple of unexpected expenses this week, but aside from that, one was our laundry pair quit kind of spectacularly, and we had to replace that. And then the garage door opener, darn it, that thing didn't give up. And what had happened, Donna came home from, you know, a trip out, and she pressed the button as she normally does, and nothing happened. And so she calls me. And I says, well, what's up? You know, didn't expect the phone call. And she says, well, I can't get in. What do you mean you can't get in? Well, I press the button, the garage door doesn't move. We came to find out that the garage door openers are made with a nylon gear. Just one, but that's all that's needed to stop the thing. If that, in all fairness, we've lived here 25 years, and that garage door opener is 25 years old. And it absolutely chewed up that nylon gear. It was in powder. That had to be replaced. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, I looked up the crocus, and it reminds, so there's multiple flavors of crocus. There's violet, and then there's purple. And there's purple with, then there's white with violet. You can see the, I don't know what you call them, arteries that are running through it. The one that's violet, you, going back and forth from Greenville to Charlotte every day for as many years as I did that was a bunch. At the state line on the North Carolina side, they used to plant. That was the North Carolina side. There was a section where the northbound and southbound lanes got a really wide separation in it, and it was open shade that you were talking about. And they planted those things one fall, and I guess they came in the spring. Sometimes they would plant tulips, and they would be bright red with bright yellow with bright purple tulips, and it was beautiful. One year they planted this crocus, and that whole valley between the northbound and southbound lane was just alive with that bluish purple color, and it was beautiful. The whole open area, I don't know why they would do that. I don't know who was funding it, but North Carolina did that sometimes, and that was just gorgeous. But as soon as I saw the first picture, because I pulled it up I pulled up that flower on the internet and got a picture of it, and immediately that came to mind.
A couple of things touch me on that one. North Carolina is known, at least in my experience, I had never seen the kind of wildflower plantings on highways before I first traveled over the mountains between Tennessee and Western North Carolina, and I was just blown away. And every time since, I mean, it's startling how that somebody just goes through and tosses out wildflower seeds, and they some of the most impressive of them has been a variety of different flowers. Some grow a little higher than others. Some, you know, all of them are different colors, and It makes for a very different experience just driving on the highway. After a few hours, you know, you do that, and you are quite through with what you can normally see on an interstate highway. So North Carolina, I don't know who did this, who started that, but it's just a fabulous thing. Now, they're probably all annuals, and it has to be redone. But that would give an opportunity for people who support that sort of thing and really find it as fascinating as I do, a way to change it, change up from what was there before. Yeah, some people, it's one of the nicer discoveries about other people. There's some things about other people I just can't tolerate. I don't want to talk about that, but there's some things I just can't tolerate. But other things I admire. And it makes me admire the maker, you know. If you see something that, let's say you like to work on a potter's wheel, and you have some examples of that, or you give it away, you know, this kind of thing. Maybe even you're good enough to sell it, and somebody will buy it and resell it. You know, you make lots of these things. It's your joy, you know. Some people have that gift. I've known potters and woodworkers and, you know, people who do things with their hands. And they're some of the nicest people I've ever known, even though they may not have thousands of friends. They work in solitary a great deal. Anyway, it's a fascinating thing that people who don't have thousands of friends are some of the nicest people to know. KK4JVQ.
W4DJWN. Well, that reminds me when my dad was going to school at Clemson, my mom got a job in the, what do they call those things where they grew flowers? the planting rooms that were all glass at Clemson. I forgot what they called those things. But anyway, my sister and I would go play on the grass in between them and have a good time. And my mother enjoyed that and carried right through into when we moved away from Clemson and we moved over to Taylor's over near Eastside High School. She'd plant roses all the time. So kind of like the potter thing, except it was with plants. And she just enjoyed that while my dad was going to school and made some extra money while he was in college. And we had a good time because there was open fields in between the greenhouses. Right, I knew it coming through. If I talk long enough, it come to me. Between each one of the greenhouses, it was lush green grass. Clemson knew what they were doing when it came to agriculture. Clemson really, really good at that stuff. And it was beautiful fields. And we just have a blast over there. And we had a couple of puppies, too, at one point in time. And they would go roll in the grass with us. And my mother would be tending to the flowers. And the flowers were beautiful. And we just didn't know how good we had it. We ate for supper sometimes. We had so little money for supper sometimes. We had bread with butter and sugar sandwiches. Bread in the oven with butter on top of it and sprinkle sugar on top of the butter, and that was supper. We were poor as poor could get, but we were living the dream.
Yes, I know how that is. And that's a nice memory, too. Thank you for bringing that up. That's, well, my mama was a good cook. She could cook about anything. But it always, since I've grown up and experienced some other tables here and there, my mama's table was a very simple table. And even though we had a refrigerator, and I'm still talking to you, here I am still alive, she would just take the leavings from breakfast and push it to the head of the, to the far end of the table. And there it would sit all day long. Now imagine what's going on. You know, but we'd come home from school, and if there was, you know, it was kind of an odd time to be having a meal, so there's the leftovers from breakfast. We just put a biscuit and, you know, gravy and experiment and put a little jelly on that, you know. And I thought, how did we possibly make it alive out of childhood? But my mama didn't know any different, and it's how she grew up somehow, you know. And maybe I should be thankful for that, because I have no food sensitivity or allergies at all. I'm not well acquainted with a doctor. Anyway, health has been a terribly welcomed blessing. Someday it'll be gone, and maybe it'll be just one day, you know. It all comes crashing down. We have to leave here. That's part of the plan. And although we can fantasize about other realities, the truth is that we all have to leave here. And I think maybe it's going to be best if it just happens suddenly and the threat is not known for very long before the reality is here. That'd be okay by me. KK4JBQ.
Thought I heard somebody else try to come in there. And welcome, if somebody else wants to come in there, jump right in. But I remember hearing, that reminds me of hearing Don, KG4PFI Don, and N0TR Tom were talking the other day. I was in the garage working. Sometimes I can hear what's going on. Sometimes I'm making so much noise I can't hear anything. But especially if I'm using air tools or stuff like that. But I heard them talking about getting older and things going wrong with you and doing maintenance and all the stuff that you have to do. And I'm listening to them talk, and I'm turning wrenches or I'm drilling holes and, you know, propping stuff up with jacks and that kind of stuff. Because I'm liking to catch up on all the stuff that I wanted to do while I was working, but I couldn't do, so I just didn't do it. I just worked. And now I can do all of those things. I want to do them all at once, but I can't. I have to pick one to do it. But I restored the John Deere lawnmower now, and it looks pretty good. And it's running good. But anyway, I was hearing them talk about that, getting older and, you know, having to go to the doctor and, you know, get this fixed and that falls apart and get that fixed and this falls apart. And I'm just thinking to myself, yeah, that's how it works. I was lucky enough to go 67 years and not have to have a doctor. And then on the doctor, the cancer doctor said, consult with your regular physician. I don't know the terminology. I don't know the jargon. I don't know how it all goes. But anyway, he said, consult with your regular doctor. I don't have a regular doctor. Well, he got me a regular doctor. And now I have my first visit with my regular doctor on the 14th. And I guess, and I was talking to my wife about that the other day, and I said, now, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to tell him about this place on my back that hurts every now and then, or this place on my neck that it won't heal 100% before it comes back? And she says, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to tell them about what ails you. And I said, okay, well, I'm learning. I'm figuring this stuff out. But I think I was pretty lucky to go 67 years and never need a doctor, except for one time when I had a car accident and one time when I was at Michelin and a piece of metal flew in my eye and the doctor dug that metal out. That's the only two times I remember going to the doctor, other than when I was 6 years old and I had my tonsils out. Yeah, three times total in 67 years. And now, like Don and Tom were talking about, things just falling apart left and right. But I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm just going to go about my business as much as I can.
That's the thing to do. Go about your business. Be thankful every step of the way. But go about your business. I know that's going to be jarring for me as well. And the same thing for me. I guess the last time I saw a doctor was a workplace accident. Silly, when I think about it. I just threw caution to the wind, and because I was in a hurry, I held an object while drilling the object. Drilling through the object. And I was so crazy as to push the drill through the object and right into my palm and coming out the other side. Now, does that make you feel a little queasy? Because when I looked at the drill bit sticking out the other side of my hand, I fainted. Gone. I was gone. And a fellow employee picked me up, ran to the car while shouting to other people, "Let somebody know where we are." because he didn't know how to, do I pull it out? I don't know what was going through his mind. We really never talked about that. Neither of us wanted to visit that silly accident. But that was the last time. And there's been, a couple of times, I suppose. When I was 14, I got a neck injury in playing football. Otherwise, I haven't, and, my eyesight issue, I have had a doctor there. But the doctor that I've had, at least the last one was, like a friend, and he'd do the examination, and then we would many times, not every time, and of course he had other patients, but sometimes we'd just sit around and talk for half hour, 45 minutes about life, about his family, about his diplomas on the wall and stuff like that, so I knew him as a regular person. I have to know people like that to be, and so to the point. And from what I can understand, since I'm not well acquainted with doctor visits, they just plow through a day. And they've got a specific amount of time they can spend with you, and they've got to get all they can get to make an appropriate diagnosis and to actually keep you alive till they see you again, Well, son of a gun. I don't know. I'm sure the time may come. At 74, I guess I can put it this way. My time is running out, And that will come to pass one day. I'll just have to think the best I can about it. Although I'd be just as pleased if they just one day carry me out of here. I don't know if I want to go head first or feet first. I should figure that out and tell Donna. KK4JBQ.
W4DJW. I don't think you're going to care. I think when that time comes, they can carry you out standing up if they want to. I don't think it's going to bother you. But I don't know why. We got lucky with the cancer doctor. He speaks my wife's language, and that's important because he doesn't talk doctor speak to her. He talks human to human. And she's the one he talks to most because most of the time when they're doing their talking, I'm in recovery or I'm unconscious. But I think we're really in good shape, and we got lucky with him. He's French. Well, he got a French name. He has an English accent, not a French accent, but he's got a French name. And he's not condescending. He's not using another language, right? A dialect of the English language that his doctor speak. He doesn't do that. He just talks plain English to her. And she'll ask a question, he'll give her the answer. It might not be the answer she wants, but he'll give her the answer. And she can respect that. And then she'll communicate that to me. So I think we got lucky there because I have had other doctors that, like when I was doing, I did a lot of dental work. So I guess you call those doctors or dentists. And I've had dentists that I got sent to specialists because I went 10 years without going to the dentist. And that was a big mistake. I won't ever do that. And I had to do some catch-up work. And he sent me the first one, and I came back, and I said, no, not him. And he sent me to another one over in Simpsonville. I said, yep, that's the one. That guy flew multirotors. So since both of us had something in common, we could talk to each other. But you can get lucky or you can get unlucky with a doctor. You can have a good one that you respect, and they respect you, and you speak the same language between the two of you. Or you can get unlucky and have one that, I don't know what that one over in Greenville, that dentist that I had, but we didn't speak the same language. Anyway, Larry, I'm sucking on ice here at the end of my glass, and so I need to go put some water in it. But I've enjoyed it very much so. Appreciate you hanging around. KK4JBQ, W4DJW.
Well, it's done a few things that are, for me at least, so it truly has been a pleasure. So, without dragging it out any further, I hope you have a good night's rest, and tomorrow is a good day for you. This is KK4JPQ. Good night, David.
Good night, Larry. W4DJW Clear.